This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show. With that, you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Cone.
Well, hello there, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show Tarot Podcast and TV with your host, That You Go Girl, me, Juanita Nelson Combs. Hey, everybody. Shout out to Mary Ferguson for that. Hey, everybody. All right, so, oh, wow. I just feel so wonderful, guys. I'm out right now. Sometimes I have to go to the pharmacy, right? So when I do, I like to go at midnight to the 24-hour pharmacy. You know, I have to go. And there's when there's no traffic, there's no lines, you know. But what's funny is, sometimes I do have to wait. Sometimes there's a few people, you know, being discharged or whatever they got to do. And, today I brought my book because, if you guys are following me on Instagram, okay, or YouTube, right, or Facebook, you'll know that I am developing my bundles. I'm just going to call them my merch, my bundles, which includes a tarot deck, okay, with an oracle, because I've been, oh my gosh, my guys have just really been bombarding me with uploads, and so I can download, and it's just really exciting to accept it, because in accepting it, wow, it's just opened up this whole wonderful, creative Pandora's box. See, people get caught up with Pandora's box. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, that's a box of woe. Yeah, but after all the misery and the woe was over, there was all this beauty and health and healing and all that shit. And the woe was only for those who deserve the woe. Okay, okay. Anyway, so yeah, you guys, just Google Juanita Nelson Combs, and all of my social media platforms will come up. I mean, everything, okay? And you could just have a wonderful, wonderful. If you are new to my YouTube, I suggest starting at my very first video and working your way through, you know? Because it's just wonderfulness. It's fun. You can see my growth and development and become a real, real fan. Okay. Wow, bless all these homeless people out here, because it's cold and it's rainy. They got their tents out here. Like a community. So anyway, that's why I kind of drive a little slower when I'm navigating, because you just don't never know when somebody's going to pop out and want to kill themselves, for real. And I'm not trying to help anybody do that. I do not advocate suicide. I do not advocate violence. I do not advocate any of that type of self-harm, okay? Live your life. I know it's difficult. We go through things. This is my little disclaimer, so y'all just let me get it out. I know we go through things. I know sometimes things are a little bit hard for you and confusing and, you know, shit. But know that if you clicked on to this podcast or any of my feeds, know that there's at least one person out here in this world that loves you. Wow. I pray that none of these people are traffickers. And if they are, because they're speeding like bats out of hell, you hear them. If they are, I pray that whoever they got, or if they got somebody, that they get away safely and that the police catch these mofos. Because trafficking is real, you guys. It's real and it's dangerous. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter. Okay? So just don't be a victim. All right, let me speed up. I'm only doing 52. I know they probably like, Mookie, you up. This is the freeway. What the hell are you doing? I'm talking on my podcast. Chilling. Anyway, and that's the other thing that I have to accept, that when I get out and about, oh my God, it could be empty as the Walking Dead out here. Soon as Juanita hits the scene, here they come. Like, where the hell all these people come from? It was just nobody out here. Y'all just heard me say it. Okay? Damn. That's that energy. That's that energy drop. So I also want to encourage you that if you are experiencing moments where you feel like, why are these people around me? Why am I always attracted to this, that, and the third? Why, whatever. It could very well be that your energy, your vibration is so high, right, that you are definitely attracting you're attracting soul tribe members. You're attracting make sure my phone. Yeah, you're attracting you know, your tribe. You're attracting your love. You're attracting all that you're manifesting. Okay, believe that. Believe that. So be very careful how you manifest. Be very careful what you put out there, because it's going to come to you. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Okay, case in point, I want to couple with my twin flame like nobody's business, right? It's like, serious. And it's hard for me because I don't desire anybody else but him. So that's hard. Because I get attention. I get attention. So, here I am all putting it in the ether that I want to couple with him, and I miss him, and I need to touch him, and blah, blah, blah. And honey, I was attracted off the kind of mofos that were on that page, that were on that let's have sex with you. Oh my God, I want to touch you. I want to, you know, I mean, it's just vulgar with it, right? And I'm just like, whoa, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Ain't that kind of party with me and you? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so be very, very clear about what it is you want so that it comes to you. Period. So, I'm developing, part of my merchandise, and it's been with me for a while. But I didn't actually have, you know, I hadn't put it together, you know. So I finally started putting it together, and what I discovered was that it's no easy feat, of course, the way I want to do it, what the level that I want, right? And it's not cheap, okay? It ain't cheap. So, bless that person. They were pulled over. I don't know what they're doing, but it's too late or too early, however you want to look at it, to be getting pulled over by the police. You by yourself, only, no. So, anywho. So, I digress. Okay, so, the way I want the deck, it's just really powerful. It's powerful because I was led to do it. You know, it's like, I understand some people put, some decks and oracle cards together and stuff like that because, I mean, A, it's trendy, right? B, it's a good merchandise item, if you are in, you know, into that field. And it's it also helps bring messages, because even though some people may never put their tarot decks or their oracle cards out for the public, they make them because it helps, you know, them understand, and it helps them understand and interpret the messages as they're coming to them, you know, a lot faster, because they know their cards, you know what I'm saying? So, but these particular cards, wow, they, as I was putting them together, right, so I was, you know, trying to figure out, okay, so how can I do this? So I wanted certain art, I wanted it to look a certain way or whatever, and, you know, it's either you have to have, and I wanted original art, so I'm not an artist per se, but I am an artist, okay? So I wanted my cards to look a certain way and have a certain energy to them, and a certain, you know what I mean? A certain spiritual connection to them. So I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay, let me do what I got to do. And I didn't use a guide except for knowing, okay, it's, I did all the suits, the twos, the threes, the fours, the five, you know, all the suits. And as I was doing them, right, I didn't have any cards there, like, copying it or mimicking it, because I'm not that type of artist, right? I'm not that type of artist where I can, you know, like, draw a person standing there or doing something or whatever, and it, you know, looks good. I can kind of do abstract things, and I didn't want the deck to be abstract. Too abstract, you know, I didn't want it to be too abstract to where it wasn't, you know, easily interpreted, you know, able to be understood, or easily you can see the understanding, the deeper meaning of what the picture is saying, and what the card means, and the image that it's holding, and the colors, and the whole thing, right? So, you know, so it took me a minute to just go for it. So long story longer, I actually started just sketching it out. I was like, okay, fine, I gotta get this going, because 2020 is here, and I wanted to have a certain amount of merchandise ready, a certain amount of projects finished, you know what I'm saying? Because I need to start having some turnaround. I can't stay in production mode. I have to have, you know, post-production shit, you know? So, so this Mucha Lucha can, you know, start circulating. And, so I'm like, okay, my daughter, she's really busy. She's a nice artist, but she's really busy with school and things that she's doing. So she couldn't really, you know, sit down and get it done for me the way I wanted it to be done. And the other thing was, I couldn't really articulate it to her how I wanted the cards to look, you know. Like my, I have kind of like a shadow deck coming out that's really dark and scorpionic, honey, for show, for show. So spirit just came upon me and was like, okay, look. So I pulled some cards on myself, and one of my favorite deck creators is Doreen Virtue, you know, and she really tapped into the whole angel oracle messages and the angel messages and stuff like that. And so she has a deck that speaks to life purposes. Welcome, spirit. Speaks to life purposes, right? So I was like, okay, let me pull some cards, because it's funny, because I've always done like these little what do you call them? Career test, like, to figure out to figure out, wow, it's a lot of demons walking around here, y'all. I mean, lost people, just demonic, just poor things. Bless me, Yeshua. Anyway, so I've always taken like those personality tests or career scope tests or what you should be doing or what career best suits your personality, you know, because I've always been taught that if you do what you love, it's not work, you know what I'm saying? It will never feel like work or a job or a career. It'll never feel like it. It'll feel like a wonderful, you'll wake up every morning feeling good, go to bed every night, clear conscience type stuff. So I've always been interested to know, hey, well, these are the things that I like, and well, what do I like, and, you know, all that. So through the years, oh my goodness, I did that shit early on, okay? So once I plateaued, meaning once I figured it out, because shit kept repeating itself, then it kept being like, okay, this is you, this is who you are. So I'm like, okay, so everything I do is pretty much geared under what I like. And it's kind of coming full circle now, coming into fruition, which is funny because I knew it would. But anyway, I digress. So I pulled the Doreen Virtue life purpose oracle card on myself, and of course everything came up same. But when the writing card came out, I looked at it closely, and it was just so, I mean, you know, we got teacher, healer, leader, speaker, writer, all the stuff. So so when it came out, I looked at it very closely, and I was like blown away almost, because the picture was of a person writing, but there was the angel guide like right behind them, holding their hand, pinning it for them, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't the person, it was the spirits doing it, guiding their hand, you know, operating through them. And that was just so powerful to me, because that's exactly how I feel. I just feel so blessed that, you know, I've been chosen for this work. I feel so blessed. And it's a two-edged sword, baby, I tell you, because to get this kind of power, woo-wee, anybody that you know or see that has this kind of talent or power or ability or psychic ability, you might call it, or whatever you call it, trust me. So they will work through you, baby. It's open for everybody. The difference is not everybody wants the shit, because once they say they think they want it, but once you start channeling and being in the zone and having to go through all this shit to get that kind of power and that kind of insight and that kind of what I like to call life experience and shit, man, you're going to go through something. You're going to go through something. I remember saying, I think I was 10 or 11 years old, and I remember saying, let my life be blessed with remembrance, right? Let the fact that I was here to have a significant stamp on the world. My my silly ass said the world, yo. I said the fucking world. Like, wait a minute, the world?
Damn, wait a minute. Oh, wait.
So, yeah. Be careful what you ask for, you know? And I can see that definitely happening, or I can see it definitely. I love the fact that I've been blessed to, you know, be able to have this ability. I do, because I was looking at the a few of the cards that I put online, just to kind of put them out there a little bit, and I'm just amazed, because I was like, wow, I did that, you know?
I didn't plan to do it like that. It's like what I was doing, like for the lovers, for example. That's one of mine so far. I mean, I love them all. I love them all. They're just coming out just amazing. But the lovers right now is just blowing me away, because when I did it, I was, first of all, I thought that I was, the woman was on the, when you're looking at the card, the female, the divine feminine energy was on the left, right? And the masculine energy was on the right. But, oh my gosh, I started doing everything, and then I painted. When I painted them, I was thinking I was being clever, like, because I was like, okay, yeah, so we're going to have the female embody the masculine energy and the masculine, in, you know, on their, in their chakra space. But, honey, after I was done with that and I just let it sit and then I looked at it, oh my God, I went into tears, because I was like, this can't be. When you look at it, you can see the masculine and the feminine energy. You can see it, right? The way they're built, the way their hair is, the way... I didn't even, because it's kind of like a floral kind of theme that I'm doing, like, you know, so I was just making flowers, I was thinking, right? But honey, that came out so amazing. I can't even speak on it. I'm just so grateful to be able to share that with the world, because it's beautiful. And then beyond that, the colors are speaking so many volumes. Readers are going to be able to tap in and get so many messages from these cards when they pull them now. They're going to be able to see so many layers and be able to hone in on so many different variables and you know, scenarios, and feel that energy from these cards. So with the lover's card, right? So then you look back at it, like, it's three-dimensional, okay? Because when you look at it very closely, you see the lovers. You see the two of them. You see their embrace. You see their connection. You see their, you see the fire, the water, the earth, the air. You see all the elements. You see the union. You see it and you feel it, and it, you see how two souls can become one, right? But then when you back up from it and look at it, oh my gosh, you see the face. It's a face. So these two energies created a face. And it's the face of the divine. And I was blown away, yo. I mean, you know, not literally, but, you know, figuratively. I was just like, oh my God. So I had to pull out the lover's card from the original Rider-Waite tarot deck, right? And I put it next to it, and I almost fainted. Almost fainted. I just couldn't believe it.
Bobo, get back over here. Get here, Bobo! Come here! Bobo! Bobo! Oh my God, my cat's in the middle of the street.
Little silly self. She's gonna get herself killed. I'm gonna have to put her in the house. She's just wilding out here. Sorry about that, you guys. Bobo. Boba. Don't be going out like that. Anyway, let me get my butt in the house. So, yeah, so, it just really, really was just like, oh my God.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
It's been a very humbling experience, to say the least, because I feel honored that all this fucking hard work, all this pain, all this not understanding why relationships ebbed or didn't work out, or you know, caused so much pain. And I suppose that this last scenario that I just went through, I suppose it really had to be the doozy. You know, it had to be, because I guess spirits were like, this girl is really taking too long. Okay, we got stuff that needs to be done. She's got stuff she needs to do. So, we gotta get going. Okay. So, they sent that twin flame, honey. And I have my little Christmas vibe going. I'm about to go live and do a spread real quick. It's been a few days. I try not to go more than a week, you know, without posting a video. But so yeah, I'm really hopeful that it helps, because oh my God, I feel very, I'm without words, you guys. I am, and I know that's a fucking rarity, but I am without words, because as I started trying to figure out how I was going to commission this, how I was going to get it done, how, you know, to get it done, I was like, you know, I couldn't even tell somebody, and it would be their thing to me, for me to have somebody else do the drawings or illustrations, or just kind of copy whatever the original tarot was, and, you know, do my version of it type thing, but it's still the, you know, original Rider-Waite type vibe or whatever. I didn't want any of that. I was like, that doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right, you know? But what felt right was me actually doing the art, and spirits coming through with everything. So I'm very, very excited about this journey. And I know that now I know. shout out to Boots for that. Now I know, you know, exactly what direction that I'm going in with this thing, and why so much turmoil had to ensue, why so much heartache had to happen, why, you know, I know, because honey, you can't get to this level of it, and you can't move at this vibration on some old humbug shit. You just can't. You gotta go through the fire, come out like gold. Go through the fire, come out like gold. right, y'all. As always, I will see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Love and light. Blessings. Happy holidays. Season's greetings. And as always, you are worthy, baby. You are so worthy. All right. I love you to life. Ciao, Baylas. Ciao, Baylas. Mwah. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!